Imagine this morning I offer you two things: a life that lasts forever, or a completely new kind of life starting today. Which would you choose? The Bible says eternal life is both, but we often only speak about the one. Most people think eternal life is something that you get when you die, like it's a spiritual insurance policy. Sign it, stick it in a drawer, keep it for a very long time, and at the right time, whip it out and claim it. But what if eternal life isn't mainly about someday? It's really about right now. John 17, verse 3 says this, since Jesus speaking, "Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent." Jesus doesn't define eternal life as a place as much as he defines it as a relationship. And eternal life starts when our relationship with Jesus Christ starts. So when does eternal life begin? Often for us, we draw a line, and everything on that side of the line happens when we die. That's eternal life. And everything on this side isn't. And I think we need to redefine where that line sits. Jesus Christ never drew a line. He said this in John 5, verse 24, "Whoever hears my word and believes him who sent me has eternal life." He doesn't say will have eternal life, but rather has eternal life. Eternal life is in the present tense possession. It's happening now. It begins the moment someone places their trust in Jesus Christ. John 4, verse 14 says this, "The water I give you will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." A spring of water doesn't happen then on the other side of that line. It happens when you say, "Lord, be my Lord and Savior. Come and set me free from my sin." Then that starts to overflow. Christians need to be those water sprouting people, not just perspiration because of the intense heat, but the water of life should well up within us from the moment, and that is eternal life that's manifesting. John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life." Jesus doesn't say that simply accepting him is avoiding eternal punishment. He says we receive eternal life. Forgiveness is not, it's not the finish line, forgiveness. Forgiveness simply removes the barrier so relationship can begin. Sin stood between us and a holy God, and Jesus removes that completely. He didn't just remove something, though. He also gave us something else. He gave us life. It's almost like those adverts that you see when you think you're going to get it all, and then the voice says, "But wait, there's more." That's what eternal life is like. But wait, there is more. There was a man who wanted to desperately go on a cruise. He didn't have a lot of money, but he saved and he saved and he saved. He had enough money to buy a ticket. And on the day he was leaving, he packed his bag, put in a loaf of bread and a bottle of water. And every day on the cruise, he looked through the window at the people feasting in the buffet restaurant. And he just saw all of this food. And every day his bread got slowly more stale and his water got slowly less appealing. He had a good trip, but as he was leaving, he overheard some other passengers talking. And they said, "What a beautiful cruise. And who would have guessed? The food was included in the ticket price." He had lived like a poor man on a ship full of abundance. Some Christians live like that. Some Christians have got the ticket, but they're still eating stale bread. Eternal life isn't an add-on. It's included. But wait, there's more. So eternal life starts now. Eternal life is also knowing God. Jesus defines it clearly. Again, John 17, verse 3. Now this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. That word know isn't merely an intellectual thing. It's not just happening up here. We read the same word in Genesis 4, verse 1. Adam knew Eve, his wife, and she conceived. He didn't just intellectually create a baby with her. I'm not sure how far I should go. This speaks about an intimate relationship. The word know, when it comes to us and God, speaks about an intimate relationship, a closeness, a journey of togetherness. We hear his voice, we know his presence, we experience him as Father now. Heaven will be so fantastically amazing, yes, but eternal life has already begun. You're not waiting for relationship, you're invited into relationship with Almighty God now. So eternal life starts now. Eternal life is knowing God, and eternal life never ends. When we speak about eternal life, there's good news and there's bad news. Romans 6 verse 23 tells us all about it. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. Let me just say, everyone will live forever. Think about it for a moment. Everyone will live forever. The question is, where and with whom? John 3 verse 36 says, whoever believes in the Son has eternal life. Again, this is the present tense. Eternal life is not just everlasting existence, it's everlasting relationship with God. You could put it like this. Everlasting life answers the how long question, where eternal life answers the what kind of life. Everlasting life is a word that was used often in the older translations to speak about what would happen one day with us when we get to heaven. I like the eternal life that we see in modern translations. It speaks less about a long, long, long time and more about a relationship. Eternal life is the life of God in us, beginning now, continuing forever. Imagine we're all on a ship and the ship is slowly sinking. All of my illustrations are around the sea today. Some pretend it's not sinking. Some are milling around like there's nothing happening. Some are watching the shows. Some are eating from the buffet. Some are rearranging the deck chairs. But the ship is going down. The ship has got a lifeboat, and everybody is invited to get off the sinking ship into the lifeboats. God has provided lifeboats, and every single person is invited. Getting into the lifeboat doesn't just mean surviving the sinking ship. It means stepping into safety. It means stepping into provision. It means stepping into relationship with the one who rescues. Some stay on the ship. It's a choice that they make, and nobody can convince them otherwise. But some get into the lifeboat with the giver of life. Life and life eternal is getting into the lifeboat that Jesus Christ has provided. So what is eternal life? Eternal life is not just avoiding hell. It's not just living forever. It's knowing God, beginning now and continuing forever. You don't have to wait until you die to start living. Eternal life starts the moment that you trust Jesus Christ. It begins when the forgiveness removes the barrier and relationship fills that space that is left. The cruise meals are included. The lifeboat is ready. The invitations stand. The question is not, will you live forever? Rather, the question should be, will you begin living now? If you've never stepped into that relationship, today you can. If you've trusted Christ but are living on stale bread, step into abundance. Go to the buffet. Eternal life is not just future security. It's present intimacy. It's present transformation. It's present life. And it lasts forever.